Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially this Christmas Eve. Before the world began, they were all there. The heavenly host, the crowd of angels, was assembled in the presence of the Son of God himself. The Son of God had existed eternally, infinitely longer than the rest of the assembly could even fathom. The heavenly assembly gathered with him, on the other hand, had been created, and been created to be part of this majestic community that witnessed the light of God breaking out all over existence. They were formed to herald this light and rejoiced at being fully seen and fully known in the very presence of the divine, each and every day. But just as the light could not be held back from shining through the darkness, neither could the sun be restrained from bringing light to earth. The Son of God could not stay away and hide in the heavens while people on the earth, people formed in the image of God, were languishing in sin, struggling to find hope in the midst of their despair, and living lives that led only to death. The Son of God was full of compassion, full of mercy, full of empathy, full of grace, and full of love. From before the earth was formed, the Son of God knew that he would need to become flesh and blood in order to redeem human creatures. But our fall into depravity, giving ourselves over to our weakness, our brokenness, our violent natures, our lustfulness, our greediness, and any selfish desires to look out for ourselves as number one. All of this made the task of redeeming the world far more imminent. The Son of God saw that the world needed to be saved, and soon. Well, this would be good news for us, we mortal creatures who had little hope beyond our mortal lives. News of the Son of God leaving them to make a home on earth was cause for great despair amongst the angelic host. Why would he leave us? They questioned amongst themselves. Why would our Lord give up the comfort and joy of this place to live among those sinners down there? All they do is lie, cheat, steal, and kill each other. It is shameful that our Lord would waste his time on them. He should stay with us. Many of the angels were angry and frustrated that this was the way things were going to be. They grumbled and raged like this amongst themselves that the Son of God cared to reunite heaven and earth, reuniting their perfect world with endless peace, joy, happiness, and love to a world full of rapists, murderers, addicts, and tyrants. Others within their angelic community were not so much angry as they were sad. They did not want their Lord to leave them. Stay with us, Lord, for we cannot be without you. A prayer is common in heaven as on earth. Don't go, Lord, for we need you. Like us, without the presence of God in their lives, they knew they would be incomplete. So they grieved. Now, these angels literally had one job to do. To be messengers. Their name in Greek means message bearers or proclaimers or announcers. They fulfilled this role and fulfilled it well many times throughout the scriptures. They were created to announce and proclaim what God was up to in the world. Now, I can't imagine it was easy or even bearable for them, though, to have to proclaim that the Son of God would be leaving them to resurrect a fallen world. I know that it would not be easy for me to rejoice in God's absence. Yet for all of their worries, concerns, frustrations, and grief, the Son of God knew better than even the angels. God reassured them that this was not loss but gain. The Son's journey into the world would redeem not only the world he came to save, but also the heavens that were always meant to receive us from the beginning. He was not coming into the world to perpetuate the violence, the brokenness, and the despair that consumes our world, but instead strip away its power, both in heaven and on earth. The Son of God was not leaving the heavens behind. He was raising all of creation to new life together, the earthly creation and the heavenly one. The Son told them that the incarnation was a cause for great celebration, not sorrow, because through it everyone would be made new. So when the angels showed up on the night of our Savior's birth in Bethlehem, they did not come weeping, mourning, or even angry at heaven's loss. They came celebrating this crucial moment in the history of the entire universe. God was doing a new thing. It was not about this place or the next or who lived where. No. It was about bringing new life, redemption, to the whole cosmos that had been eagerly waiting for this new thing that was happening before them. And the angels got to tell the world about it. When they appeared before the shepherds in their fields, they loudly announced their joy, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. This moment was glorious, filled with a message we're sharing through joy and celebration. Not only was the Son of God bringing peace to the earth by being born as a child in Bethlehem, he was bringing glory to the highest heights of heaven itself. This indeed was and is a message worth sharing from this day to the end of time. Merry Christmas, and may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds on the incarnation of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.